My guest today needs no introduction. Her name is Ashley Massey, and she is my friend and former client. She is a realtor with Douglas Elliman in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and she's also the author of a book called Fast Track Agent. Ashley is a force to be reckoned with, to put it lightly, and she has lived her entire life coloring outside the lines. I'm so excited for you to hear her story and to learn from her and all of the incredible experiences that she's had and the wisdom that she has gained in all of her years living her most authentic life, doing things her way, and finding her true voice in all of it. So let's get started.
Welcome to Color Outside the Lines. I'm Krista, and this podcast is for you if you are ready to step out of society's narrative and build a life that is completely aligned to who you are and what you are meant to be doing, and feel safe doing so. Together, we rewrite old programming and create our own stories that guide us toward our most authentic selves. You being you is what the world needs most right now. Let's get started.
Hello, welcome to Color Outside the Lines. Today I have a very special guest. My friend Ashley, who was also my former client, is joining me today to tell her story and just to talk about all the things. Ashley and I could talk about coloring outside the lines for probably hours and hours, but we'll try to keep it to 30 minutes for you guys. Ashley became my client last year. We met at a networking event. It was amazing to me because she was such an incredible networker. She, just like pursued me, I guess is the best way to say it. Like she made sure that we got together and that she did it with everybody. Like she made sure that she made one-on-one connections with everyone. And I had never seen anything like it before. It was so cool. And we instantly connected when we got together, just really hit it off. And Ashley is a realtor, but she is also doing things really differently. So Ashley, do you want to talk a little bit about how you are changing the game in the real estate business?
Oh my goodness, Krista, thank you so much. I love our story. Yeah. I love our we've had together. It has been absolutely amazing. So yeah, so I consider myself not your average realtor. I got into the game a little differently than I would say most people do. I have a background in economics and finance. I lived overseas for over a decade. I was a professor for many years. So I definitely have been through a roundabout way to get into real estate, but I absolutely love it. It was always going to be the next step in my life. So when the door opened up, it was just, I just walked through. I just knew this was the next step. So I am with a brokerage, a luxury brokerage in Dallas, and things are going really well. Business has been kind of crazy, which is great. I love it. There's been a lot of growth. There's been a lot of changes. I wrote a book last year, which we'll talk a little bit about as well. For brand new agents and for really helping people that want to get into this industry truly understand what it takes. Because I found when I was preparing to get my license and preparing to come into this industry that there's a lot of information that no one tells you about. And thankfully, I had a background to prepare me in that. But I know a lot of people might be coming from, you know, unrelated industries, or maybe they have very minimal professional experience in another field. And so when they join, they just kind of get thrown to the wolves and they don't really know what to do next. So I think that it's really important to be able to have someone that you can kind of learn from and work with and mentor from. And I haven't been doing this for very long, but I have knocked it out of the park. So I love telling people what I've done and kind of helping them along the way.
I love that. And you definitely have knocked it out of the park, which is so amazing. And you are going to be specifically mentoring some people right now, right? Can we talk about that?
Yay. Yes, we can talk about it. So I'm launching a team. Yay. Yeah. First to find out. So it's really exciting. It all happened very fast. And I feel like when you get those nudges and you can feel the universe pushing you in a certain direction to just say yes and just jump on it and figure out like what that's going to look like. Because if you had asked me 6 months ago, would you ever start a team? Even when I launched my book, people asked, would you ever start a team? My answer was no, I really don't have any interest, but if I do, it's going to be super organic. Mm-hmm. Right. And then at the beginning of this year, that organic nudge just hit me pretty strong. And I felt, okay, this is it. If I'm going to accomplish what I want to in this industry, I can't do it by myself. And that just kind of hit me. I was reading a business development book. I don't remember which book it was, but there was a specific line in there that said, in order for you to reach the levels of success you want, you're not going to be able to do it by yourself. Mm. And at that point, I realized, okay, I'm ready. Let's bring on some people and let's make this happen.
I love that. And one of the things that you have always done really well too is not only to like what you're doing now where you're building your team, but you've always reached out for help around you. And that's one thing I really admire about you is you have hired the coaches, you've looked for the mentors, you have looked for the support so that there's like almost a humility in your level of success because you're like, I am really awesome. I am a badass. I am going to do this, but also like, I am going to allow people to help me along the way. And I don't have to be alone in this process.
Absolutely. And I think it's a very beautiful thing because I have a tribe around me and they know who they are. And I know I couldn't live life without them. I mean, I'm a mother to a soon to be 6-year-old. I'm a career woman. I'm very driven. I'm very focused on what I want to do. But I know that I can't do everything by myself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I know I was so blown away when I came to your book launch and it was huge. There were so many people there and so many people that I had never even met or knew were part of your life. And they were so excited to be there to support you. And I think that's there's such a significance to that. And to just the way that you surrender to what is before you and allow what is before you, but that's been kind of a journey for you to get there, right? To be able to live in this kind of flowy state, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, like her today, she is not the same woman that you might've run across a few years ago. I have been through just a transformative journey over the last about 6 years since I moved back to the United States, whether it was going through my divorce and things that were happening in my personal life and then having huge career moves and raising a child and trying to figure out, you know, where is your role in this, in creating all of this and what that looks like, and then really being able to tap into the understanding of the power that I have within me and understanding that all of this around me is working out for me and it's working out for my benefit and it's this or something better.
Yes.
So it's incredible growth over the last year and a half, 2 years, but specifically the last year has just been phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a really amazing. I've gotten to witness a lot of it and it's been like such an honor to witness it. So how did you go from getting to that place of even wanting to explore your own personal power? Because you kind of mentioned a little bit of your backstory and how like you've had a lot of setbacks, right? You've had a lot of changes. You've had a lot of things that could have knocked you off and kept you down, right? But then you have not only persevered through those things, but then you have gotten to a place where you have really tapped into your own personal power. So how did you keep going in those times when it was a lot more challenging?
Yeah, I think a lot of it comes down to always understanding that my life is my responsibility mm-hmm. and having radical personal responsibility. There was a period in time where I lived, you could say, under a lot of control. I was in a very authoritative relationship and dynamic around me, which I'm sure we'll get into that maybe in another podcast.
Yes.
And so I was used to other people dictating my life, essentially, and I didn't have to have really a lot of ownership in my life because, quote unquote, God would take care of everything for me. And I came to head on that and realized, wait, something's not right here. Where am I in this equation? Where's my say? Where's my desire? And so through that, that kind of, journey, I guess, opened me up to asking a lot of questions. And I was introduced to a book by Abraham Hicks, Asking It Is Given. And that opened my eyes to just so much potential and possibility that I've always known was there. I mean, it's very biblical. The Bible reiterates, ask and it is given, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. And I didn't always quite understood what that meant. But after being able to kind of meditate on that and tap into what that really means and how that applies to our lives, it essentially allows us to help make our lives possible.
Yes, I love that. I love that. And so when we connected, you had already kind of started down this journey of like understanding like the power inside of you, understanding that you could create your own reality, that your word is your wand, all of these things, right? But you were experiencing, like you weren't experiencing the life essentially that you wanted. Like you kind of hit a roadblock. So do you want to tell the story of like what was going on then and what happened when we first met and got together?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was kind of on this journey and I understood, okay, I have greatness inside of me and there is so much that I want to do and there's so much that I want to accomplish. But for whatever reason, I felt very stagnant in where I was professionally. And I felt like I was just kind of up against a wall. And during one of our sessions, we were talking about, what might be one of the roadblocks that would keep me from moving to make a move to a different brokerage or make a move in my career that I didn't think I was ready for. And one of the major things was my marketing, which is seems so silly now looking back on it, but I had just spent all this money on yard signs that had my name on it. And I just felt like I needed to use these. And you posed the question, well, what if you didn't? And what if that's okay? And so I took the chance and I ended up getting brought onto a different brokerage. And it was funny because speaking with them, they were like, oh, as part of our package, we'll provide you with yard signs.
I didn't know that part even.
Yeah. So I'm just like, oh, so I was fretting about marketing and starting back from zero and all of these things. And then here I'm able to just have these things given to me essentially. And so it was, that moment was a really huge shift for me when I realized, okay, there's something to all of this. There's something to really sitting in and believing and understanding the power of the feelings around you.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that story so much because it is a thing that you might not have thought, right? It was a thing that was not like, it's not like you were like sitting in all of this trauma and you couldn't move forward because you had all this trauma you were sitting in, or like, it's not a thing that was so obvious, right? And when you really get down to it and you really were able to say like, oh, this is the one roadblock, like I'm looking at this roadblock. And what was cool for me to witness was as soon as we removed that roadblock, one question was like, well, what if you didn't have that? And you were like, oh, okay. I mean, you were off to the races. Like it was not just like, and then like she did, like she made one step forward. It was like, you were with the new brokerage within a month. I mean, it was so, like you had a meeting the next week. You like got on with them within a month. I think you had 5 clients that next month. Like it was so fast. And then you wrote your book too. And when Ashley came to me and she was like, I want to write this book. I was like, awesome. I'm so supportive. And then it was like 2 weeks later, she was like, here, will you read a copy of my book? And I was like, wait, hold on. I was like, I thought this was going to be like a process and, I was going to like support you through the process and all of that. But it was like, you were just, that block was so strong for you. And once it was removed, it was so incredible to just see this, like all of this stuff that you had been learning and you had been working on, it was like unleashed. And it was so awesome to watch it happen last year.
Yes, it was a whirlwind and it all happened so fast. And I feel like, I've just like jumped timelines along the way because it's just like boom, boom, boom. Like I'm here and then I'm here and then I'm here. And it's just, yeah, it's been incredible. Again, if you had asked me 5 years ago, 3 years ago, if this is how you would see yourself, no, it was never, in the plan. But I said yes to the hunches and now we're here.
I love that so much. So are you going to mentor your team and teach your team how to like lean into the intuitive nudges and things like that?
Absolutely. That's something that's really exciting about my team is they're all very mindset growth focused, the gals that I'm bringing on, and they feel my contagious energy and they're like, we want to work with that. Like, we want to understand your secrets essentially. And they're not secrets. It's literally what I tell everyone, 90% of this business is mindset. And just removing your own obstacles, because once you can remove those obstacles, whether it's your own limiting beliefs or the assumptions that you're making about the world around you, once those things get removed, everything can flow so much easier. So we're really excited. I'm excited to hopefully bring you on to do some coaching with them and be able to just really watch it grow, even in just the few short weeks that this has been growing and building. The momentum around it is increasing, and everyone's energy is really up, and it's just super exciting.
I love that. So one of the things we talk about a lot, and you know, we talked about this in coaching, and you hear me talk about it a lot, is this idea that as you move into the next level and you kind of expand to your next level, we're constantly negotiating this how much abundance, love, and joy we will allow into our lives, right? Because we all have that thermostat. If you haven't read The Big Leap, go read it. We all have that thermostat that is like, this is how much I will allow. And you've really, like you said, you've really quantum leaped over the last year. You've skipped timelines. You have expanded a lot over the last year. So what would be your advice to somebody who is going through something similar or wants to go through something similar? How have you handled that expansion and allowing yourself to have more abundance, love, and joy and not self-sabotage at every turn?
Absolutely. That's such a great question. I think for me and for anyone coming into it, it's allowing yourself to be safe in what you're doing and trusting that it's okay. And when we had one of our events together, I took one of the cards that you made, and the mantra on that card was, it is safe for you to have everything you desire. And that just resonated with me so deeply because I think, especially as women in business, sometimes we can feel like we're unworthy of success or we shouldn't have it because we should be humble and meek and quiet and we shouldn't ruffle feathers and do those things. And so I think sometimes we dim our lights and we just have to understand that it is absolutely safe to want more, to desire more, to go after it, and don't feel bad about it. I think self-interest is a beautiful thing. I think self-interest, when it's for the good of all and the harm of none, is one of the most powerful things that we have around us. And so being okay to be selfish, like it's okay. It's okay to tap into what you need and what you desire and what you want. And you don't have to be afraid of that.
And what is the benefit? Like when you do tap into that and you are able to really figure out what you want, figure out who you are, what have you seen is the benefit of that?
For me, it's just been able to have peace in myself and just being able to just not really fret about things. They talk about the law of detachment and kind of the more you can just be released from outcomes or released from expectations, the easier it is to just let abundance flow into your life. And I feel that that's been a huge, just a huge part of my journey is understanding that, my emotions are for me to navigate, and my emotions and the way I feel is my responsibility. I don't need that to be reflected onto anyone else, and I don't need their emotions to be projected onto me. And I can't control them. I can't control the outcomes of the things around me. All I can control is what's going on in myself and my energy and my space. And being able to release expectations of other people has been amazing. And just knowing that especially in this industry, there's so much that's just out of your control, whether you're dealing with clients or dealing with the other part of the transaction, or you're, dealing with market changes. There's so much that you just can't control. You just have to trust that the universe is working everything out for your good and that it's going to come along. And as long as you're following those little intuitions and those nudges and you're taking those inspired actions, it's all going to be okay.
Yes, I love that. Inspired action is one of my favorite concepts as well. It's interesting, like listening to you talk about that. Whenever I first learned about this concept of radical responsibility, I actually really bucked up against it because it's hard sometimes to take ownership of everything in your life, And for me, like part of my story was I learned about radical responsibility. And then I looked around and I was like, I hate everything in my life right now. I'm so unhappy because I felt like I had created someone else's life. And then once I started doing my work, my life actually doesn't look vastly different than it did before. Like I live in the same house. I'm married to the same person. I have the same kids, like there's a lot of things that are very similar, but I love my life now. And I think that it's so interesting to almost be afraid of some of these concepts sometimes, and then realize that they're actually the most life-giving concepts, because even like your external environment, while it will change, a lot of things have changed. It's not necessarily like I'm living in a, $5 million house all of a sudden, and then that's what's going to make me happy. It's like that happiness is within, and the external circumstances don't dictate that.
Absolutely. And it's been really fun to kind of impart that on my daughter. She's in kindergarten, and as young as she is, she understands radical personal responsibility for a 5-year-old.
Wow.
And I'll ask her when she gets upset, who is in charge of your emotions? And she says, I am. And so we're able to just kind of work through what it means to be in charge of ourselves, and that it's up to us to dictate our days. It's up to us to dictate what type of attitude or mood we're going to have going into our day. And to see her really understand that and grasp that in such a, just a positive way, it's so uplifting.
That's amazing. And like, what a testament to your motherhood that you have been able to teach her that. Like, that's so incredible.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, if you were starting out today and like this was your first, like maybe your first day in real estate, because I know that your book Fast Track Agent, which I have read the whole thing. And even though I'm not in real estate, maybe one day, I don't know, we'll see. Oh, there it is. I love it. is for like for the first day of when like the first day that you are a real estate agent, right? So what would be your biggest piece of advice? Like, and maybe it's for people in real estate, but anybody starting out, like in their own business, any entrepreneurs, they're in their first day, like what would be the most important thing that you would tell them to focus on?
So I would say two things. The first thing is you have to believe in your own success. Period. You have to believe that this is the path that you're meant to be on, and success is your only option, because you will come up against so many people that don't believe in your success or might doubt your ability. And so mindset, it's 90% of the game. You have to believe that you're going to be successful. And the second thing I would say is eliminate any excuses. And that's a big theme of my book, is that, again, personal radical responsibility. It's up to you. Your success is determined by you and your actions, and you need to be personally accountable to that. Are you waking up every day and putting in the work that needs to be done to run a successful business? I see a lot of new agents jump into the industry and they don't realize you are a business owner. You need to run your business like a business. You need to set up systems. You need to set up accountability to yourself, especially if you're coming in as a solo agent. So I definitely go through that a lot in my book, that you have to be radically responsible for your own success.
I love that. Amazing. Yeah. And I love your tagline of eliminate excuses. I think that's so great. So what I've been asking everybody at the end of the podcast is like, what is one like mantra or phrase or thought that you can leave people with that they can take away and start implementing right now that they can add to their list of mantras today? Would it be eliminate excuses, or do you have another one you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I love eliminate any excuses. I say it to myself a million times a day. The other big one that I have is the quote that I got from you when we first started doing this, that it's safe to have every desire in your heart.
Yes.
And it's just, yeah, that's something that I definitely hold on to. I'm going to have to add a third one though, too, because I have a sign up in my office from Neville Goddard that says feeling is the secret.
Oh.
And that's absolutely been another huge part of my growth in this, is that it's all in how you feel and just being able to sit in that feeling is the secret.
Okay. I love all of those. So we have eliminate any excuses. Feeling is the secret, and it is safe to have all that your heart desires. So you guys take that away. That is Ashley's advice to you. That is how she has created the success that she has created while still coloring outside the lines and doing it her own way. And for those of you that are just listening to this audio and aren't seeing the video, she has on the perfect outfit for this too, because she's got on a bright pink and red and orange jacket. So she's definitely coloring outside the lines. So Ashley, if people want to connect with you further, where can they find you?
Absolutely. So you can follow all my antics on Instagram at @soyouwantomove_. You can come over and see the website, kind of see what we're doing on the real estate side of things at soyouwantomove.com. And then you can also find my book on Amazon if you search Fast Track Agent.
Awesome. And I will put all of that in the show notes so that people can find you. They can go buy your book. And if you want to get started in real estate, Ashley's starting a team. So, you know, maybe hit her up for that as well. So thank you so much for being with us today, Ashley.
Thank you so much, Krista. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. All right. If you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and continue on as we tell more stories of people who have colored outside the lines and found incredible success. And until next time, this has been Ashley and Krista reminding you that you are so powerful and you have permission to color outside the lines.